We count it a privilege to be here this afternoon and share with you a verse in 1 Peter 5, verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And we're seeking for that crown of glory. We want to strive to the end. The first song we're going to sing gives us a few things that we must have in order to have that crown of life. And the second song just gives us a general idea of who all is going to be there. It's going to be those from the east and west, from the lands afar, from every kindred, tongue, and nation.
Crown to shine. they come to the great high throne. Before it the ransom stand. No longer are tears, no sorrow is known, nor death in that gloomy land. The Savior has gone before, preparing these mansions free. Soon we'll meet to part no more, through time and eternity. The gates of that holy place stand open by night and day. Oh, look to the Lord, who giveth more grace, whose love has prepared the way. A home in those mansions fair, His hand has reserved for all. For the wedding feast prepare, obeying the gracious call. They come from the thorny way, from regions beyond the sea. They come from the vale, from mountain and dale, O Shepherd, amen to thee. They soar to the Mount of God, beholding the Bridegroom fair. He who trod our earthly way will welcome each pilgrim there. O Jesus is coming soon, the judgment will then begin. Oh, what if our Lord this moment should come for those who are free from sin? Oh, then would it bring you joy, or sorrow and deep despair, when the Lord in glory comes? We'll meet him up in the air.
It's a blessing to be here this weekend and enjoy the fellowship with all your brothers and sisters. We have two songs. The first one has 13 verses, but they're not too long. And the second one is a children's song.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am become a sounding breath or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery, and know I have all faith, so that I can move mountains, but am not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my gifts to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but am not love, it profits me nothing. And it's kind. Love does not end me. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in an end. But rejoiceth in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
Song we'd like to share with you. We feel a little rusty at it, but it got a good message. We didn't practice it a whole lot. And then after that, we're going to have Gerald and Joan Fox, Nolte and Earl and Lois Fox come up and share another song with you.
Who can move the mountains that are hindering you today? Who can pick them up like pebbles, clear them from the way? Who can prove its power when a Christian kneels to pray? It is Jesus, He's the one. Jesus holds all power in His mighty hand divine. He's the one who healed the sick, turned water into wine. He makes all things possible, and He's a friend of mine. Blessed Jesus, He's the one. Who can heal the heartache that is crushing you within? Who can pour the balm of heaven where the hurt has been? Who can chase the shadows, make the song of joy begin? It is Jesus, He's the one. Jesus holds all power in His mighty and divine. He's the one who healed that sick, turned water into wine. He makes all things possible, and he's a friend of mine. Blessed Jesus, he's the one who can keep you from all harm and guide you by his hand. Who can give you power for service and the strength to stand. Who can give you grace for all that living may demand. It is Jesus, he's the one. Jesus holds all power in his mighty hand divine. He's the one who healed the sick, turned water into wine. He makes all things possible, and he's a friend of mine. Blessed Jesus, he's the one.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Lawson Earl and Gerald and June, would you come on up? Kind of a spur of the moment type thing. This is a song that we shared as a family. I'm not sure, a little while ago, and we didn't make it through, so we thought maybe we'd get a little more help this time. The song is called "My House Is Full, But My Field Is Empty."
There is peace and contentment in my Father's house today. Lots of food on his table, and no one is turned away. There is singing and laughter as the earth bears full, but a hush comes a singing. Father said me cry, my house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children long to stay around my table, so pure one to work in my field. So pure one to work in my field. Push away from the table, look out through the window pane, just beyond the house of plenty lies a field of golden grain, and it's wide unto harvest, but the reapers, where are they? In the house, so can't the children hear the Father stand his
to say a little on behalf of the group from Iowa. I want to say a great big thank you, first of all, for sending Elvin out to help us. The Lord has done many great and marvelous things of which we're not worthy. I suppose you've heard of a number of them. But we praise the Lamb of God that He is worthy. And that's the reason we're here today. I guess I just want to share, too, a word of encouragement for meetings like this, because it was the meetings a year ago or back in February that planted a seed for much of what happened in Iowa in the last year. And we just praise the Lord for that. So I'm sure that eternity will tell what all the benefits are of weekends like this. We just praise God for that. We have two songs to sing. The first one is He Loves Me, I think is the title of it.
When I'm happy and everything seems bright, He keeps my glad heart singing from morning until night. He gives me blessed assurance when trials lay me low. He guides my wandering footsteps in paths that I should go. What a friend I am, Jesus, my Savior.
Second song is entitled It's Jesus Christ, and that's our testimony. The song was written by our brother Stephen Stutzman back here, and we've learned the song and have been singing it some, and it was his testimony after it was some morning, I think, after some wonderful experience. I don't know which one anymore. But he wrote the song, and it's been an inspiration to all of us, so we want to sing that.
It's Jesus Christ who cleansed my heart and
Christ the Lord.
In Christ the Lord, oh, let the hallelujahs roll. His name is wonderful. Counselor, it's written in my soul.
Cell groups in the area here, and we're just part of the large family that's here. Well, God created man with in mind for man to fellowship with Him, and one of those channels is prayer. That's probably the main one, and we've been doing some studying and about that, and I was convicted yesterday when Melissa was talking. How they pray in Africa. And that's one of our goals, to learn to pray like the Africans pray. And we know that there's power in prayer that we haven't touched yet. So we would just want to sing three songs, or have two songs pertaining to that. We want to sing two, and the girls are going to recite one.
Holy Spirit.
Apart, it is the Lord who calls us, and oh, what tenderness is in His tone. He bids us leave the busy world behind us and draw apart a while with Him alone.
Mid restless crowds with all their noise and tumult, no rest, no leisure, find our spirits there. Our vision fails, our sense of life's proportion, unless we seek the quiet place of prayer.
Full well He knows, for He Himself hath made us. Yea, He Himself was human as are we. How much we need the calm of sweet communion, new strength to gain for battles yet to be.
He knoweth how for us to have compassion. His feet have journeyed many a weary mile. Shall we not get an answer to His bidding? Come ye yourselves apart and rest a while.
So He calls us into desert places where human voices may not drown His own. There to receive the fuller revelation He makes to those who wait with Him alone. When storms of life around me begin, when rocks the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreating, I love to be alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbid. Alone with God, a blessed retreat. Alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him in communion sweet. But though the clouds have gathered o'er me, what though I pass beneath the rod? God's perfect will that lies before me, when I am thus alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbidden. Alone with God, oh blessed retreat. Alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him. Communion sweet. Where I find new strength for duty, as o'er the sands of time I plod, I see the King in all His beauty, while resting there alone with God. Alone with God, the world forbidden. Alone with God, oh blessed retreat. Alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him communion sweet. When I see the moment nearing, when I shall sleep beneath the star, when time with me is disappearing, I want
This is a group from several different states, as you can see, and we gathered together here one evening and went over some songs, and then we had some song sheets that we gave to some of the others also. So I trust it will be a blessing to you.
Though they be red, And he started for glory and heaven. Have you left this whole world far behind? In your heart is the Comforter dwelling, and you say, praise the Lord, he is mine. Have the ones that once walked on the highway gone back, and you seem all alone? Keep your eyes on the prize, for the home in the sky. God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne, and he will remember his own. Though trials may press us and burdens distress us, he never
God is still on the throne.
his distress, that he never will leave us alone. God is still on the throne. He never forsaketh his own. His promise is true. He will not forget you. Read.
Lord, I'm satisfied now in your love. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.